This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Looks like about 400,000 people are still without electricity in Texas. Boil water notices are the new thing there as people start to get their power back. For businesses in Texas, this whole thing has just been another obstacle, right, as they have been trying to get by in this pandemic. Jess Evans is the co-founder of Get It Gals in Austin. They host game nights, trivia, bingo, now all virtually, of course. We caught her on a Zoom today, all bundled up, wearing a winter hat inside. Hey, Jess, Kai Rizdal in Los Angeles. How are you?
Kai, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? You sound very, very chipper for a woman who's got to be freezing and probably sitting in the dark and worried about her business.
It is so cold. I am so worried about the business, but we've started to get a little bit of good news today. And so we'll take the good news where we can get it.
Fair enough. Well, tell me, first of all, in all seriousness, how you doing? I mean, are you in an apartment that's 50 degrees on the inside, or what's the deal?
You know, our condo, we had to leave. We lost power Sunday night. It got down into the 30s. They cut the water because mains were starting to break. Pipes were busting. So we were lucky enough to have a neighbor that had a Jeep. He was willing to drive us to some family who, luckily, they've still got heat. The water is, you know, just kind of at a drip. And it's a boil notice now, but heat is kind of the number one thing that's keeping us going.
Yeah, I bet. So let's talk about the business and keeping things going. First of all, how's it going with Get It Gals?
You know, it was such a passion project from the start. And when the pandemic really hit Texas, we were really worried that there's no way we can pivot a live in-person events company to exist in the virtual space, but we were able to do it then. I don't quite know how to pivot and be as resilient this go round, but we're just hoping that, you know, folks can stay safe and that even if we're out of commission for just a couple of weeks, that we can get things back on track once folks are able to just kind of release a little bit of that stress that they're holding on to right now.
Just to back up a little bit, how did you engineer that transition from a dynamic live events, go to a bar or a club, whatever, and have some fun to virtual when not long into this thing, everybody was like, oh, if I have to do another Zoom, I'm going to jump out a window, you know?
Yeah. Well, since we were doing trivia and what we call Musingo, our music bingo game, rather than folks being super focused on maybe a shared screen where somebody's going through a slide deck, instead, it was all about, okay, you've got either your trivia screen up or your bingo card pulled up so that it kind of pulls the focus out of the Zoom, but still allows for a little bit of a sense of normalcy. Yeah. And the best part about it is on Zoom, folks are able to unmute whenever they're feeling like a little trash talk for the folks that are also on the call with them.
Okay, so let's talk better days to come. Obviously, it's going to warm up in Texas at some point and things will start working and you'll have electricity and Wi-Fi and your virtual business will get back on track. What are you guessing? What are you hoping is going to be something close to normal? When are you going to get there, do you think, and you'll be able to go out and do this stuff?
Great question. One thing that this last year has taught us is to be really willing to pivot and to be okay with having to throw well-made plans in the trash. Yeah. We've got a plan for returning. And until then, it's just kind of a waiting game of when can we feel really confident that we can put on a safe and solid event. You know, we need strong internet connection for that at the very least. So right now, that'd be the number one priority here in Texas.
Jess Evans, she's in Austin trying to stay warm. Her company, of which she is a co-founder, is called Get It Gals, trying to get by in a pandemic and also an ice and a heatless storm. Jess, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.